We are following reports this morning of a large car bombing in the Afghan capital. A driver in a car parked with explosives drove into a U.S. military convoy in downtown Kabul, killing himself and at least 16 other people. Among the dead were two U.S. soldiers. Carlotta Gall is a reporter for The New York Times. She joins us now on the line from Kabul. You've been to the scene of the attack. What did you see?
It's actually a huge explosion, one of the biggest things we've had in Kabul, very close to the American embassy, which the road past the American embassy is closed off, but it was really just a couple of hundred yards and just near the entrance to this main street. They seem to have been driving towards the embassy, I presume, and this civilian car just rammed into one of them and completely destroyed the Humvee, which after all is an armored vehicle. So I saw when I got there, they were just, you know, lifting it onto a truck. It's absolutely a charred skeleton. So very dramatic explosion, killed civilians, you know, who are beside the road, you know, young kids selling things, and some municipal workers who were sweepers. So very nasty explosion.
Does this suggest things are getting more violent and dangerous in Kabul?
Certainly. We've had an increase to suicide bombing in the last year, and this is always a reminder. We haven't had a big one like this for a while, but we did have one just last week that killed a British soldier on one of the roads leading east out of the city. But this close in and this damaging is certainly a shock, and I think possibly it comes such a time with the 9/11 anniversary, and tomorrow is the anniversary of the killing of the Mujahideen commander Massoud. He was killed by two Al-Qaeda suicide bombers 5 years ago. Also, possibly it's timed for that. But we are getting these, a few. We're getting many more in the south, but of course when it hits in Kabul, it reverberates throughout the whole capital. So very serious, I would say.
Well, in southern Afghanistan, where we've been hearing for months about the resurgent Taliban there, now the commander of British forces in Afghanistan has said, and I'm quoting him, the intensity and ferocity of the fighting is far greater than in Iraq on a daily basis. How can that be so?
I think it's shocked everyone that the Taliban have really swarmed in into all the villages across huge areas, the whole of the southern provinces, really. It's three or four very big provinces. And they seem to be everywhere, you know, in the mountains, but also in the villages. And there's one area very close to Kandahar City where they've got hundreds lodged in villages there. And the Canadians are doing a big operation to clear them out. But they're popping up everywhere. You know, we've had incidents on the main road south from Kabul. So there's just a huge number of them, which has surprised everyone. And it doesn't take much of a group to do, after all, an ambush or a hit and run or a suicide bombing. So there are incidents every day now we're getting that we're reporting on.
Thank you very much, Carlotta.
Okay, thank you.
Carlotta Gall is a reporter for The New York Times, speaking from Kabul.